Chris Fossen, a professor of economics at Utah State University, says Amazon has found success in their business tactics, especially in becoming more efficient using technology and creating personalized interactions.
If people didn't love Amazon, they wouldn't buy things on Amazon. There's something about Amazon that draws people to them. In that sense, it's one of the great innovations of our time. I'm sure there are people that run small commercial enterprises that feel that somehow Amazon creates an unfair position in the marketplace.
Jonathan Johnson, who was on the board of directors for the Utah-based online retailer Overstock.com, says he looks forward to competing with Amazon. However, Johnson says Amazon has an unfair advantage coming into Utah.
Well, Amazon has certainly been granted a significant tax advantage in Utah. They're bringing jobs to the state that pay the prevailing county wage, and yet they're receiving an enormous $5.6 million tax break from the state.
Johnson says Overstock.com has always played by the rules, but he feels like they're competing on an unfair playing field.
You know, we too have asked for tax incentives from the state for much higher paying jobs, and we've received much smaller tax incentives from the state. It's clear that the state is picking winners and losers and not letting the free market work as it is supposed to.
Johnson says the competition for local businesses will be difficult. When Amazon arrives in Utah, it will reduce shipping time and lower overall costs for consumers.
Amazon being in Utah will create pressure in the market for all retailers to compete on price, compete on service, compete on quality of good. That's the beauty of capitalism. It's unfortunate that capitalism is marred with large tax incentives that are given to some and not to others.
If brick-and-mortar stores want to compete with Amazon, Fossen says they need to have some form of an online platform.
For example, artisans are using the Etsy platform. We tend to get our minds focused on this large branded entity and forget that it's actually very competitive market space.
Even though Amazon in the Utah marketplace seems intimidating, Fossen says the economy is too competitive for a complete takeover. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.